just I find it hard to believe that they can't win this game.
Cassidy at Reese. Reese always strong. Cassidy, that dark horse.
They are sort of that team that you just don't want to bet for or against right now. So
well, that's illegal in high school sports, Dave.
Correct, if you were a betting man out there. I will take Reese Rockets. Again, you said it best. They are so solid year in and year out. It's hard not to pick them.
Well, I'm Catholic, so I don't gamble. And Vassar at Marlette. This should be a great game. A lot of high-potent offense.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, and maybe I'm hoping this because I want to see a big-time Harbor Beach-Marlette game, sort of that GTE title. I'm going to go with Marlette at home. Should be a great game, though.
Should be a great game. That's going on next week, or week number eight, in fact.
Week number eight,
2 weeks, Harbor Beach and Marlette. And then Ubley and what we believe is Ubley versus Gaylord St. Mary's.
Wow, I don't know much about Gaylord St. Mary's. I will take Ubley on that long trip. You can call me a local favorite if you want. I'll take Ubley.
Okay, I will too, actually. And then, of course, our game tonight, Bad Axe against USA.
Wow, I'm excited to see this game. Bad Axe is on a little bit of a roll here. USA on the downturn, losing a couple in a row. I just think, and maybe I'm blinded by that first week we've seen USA against Ubley. That USA team that I saw looked much better than what I've been hearing they've been playing lately. I will take USA here at home.
He's taking USA. I'm actually going to take Bad Axe in their absolutely, for now, white jerseys, which more than likely might get a little dirty tonight. They're very sharp jerseys. Not a big fan of the color scheme, but I'll take it with the winged helmets there. But I'm taking Bad Axe, Dave taking USA. We're split right down the middle.
That tells you how close this game hopefully should be.
You know what? We're going to go to a tiebreaker here. Doug Cole, our director of sports information, what's your bet tonight?
I'm going to go with USA. They're at home. They've been struggling. So I think it's going to be a bounce back game for them.
Doug Cole there, your director of sports information, going with USA to take out the tiebreaker and swing the forces to USA. Of course, it's a non-biased broadcast regardless. It's time to take a quick break, and we will check in with your news update. We will return, though, to break down the WLAW Sports Game of the Week, week number 6, Bad Axe on the road at USA homecoming on a little bit of a chilly fall evening ahead of us. You're tuned to WLAW Sports, your home for high school football.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
For WLEW News, I'm Brian Terry. In the latest national and international news headlines from the Associated Press, it appears the government shutdown will last at least into next week. House leaders have set a vote for tomorrow on a proposal to give back pay to furloughed workers. After they vote, they'll take 2 days off and aren't scheduled to reconvene until Monday night. Democrats insist that House leaders should allow a vote on a Senate resolution that would reopen the government. A North Carolina congresswoman who said she needs her paycheck during the government shutdown now says she won't cash the check until the shutdown is over. House member Renee Elmers, a Republican, told Raleigh, North Carolina television station earlier this week that she needs the money. The family of a Connecticut woman shot to death by police following a car chase near the White House and the Capitol has been identified. But a spokeswoman for the District of Columbia Medical Examiner's Office would not say whether Miriam Carey's body has been released to her family. A federal law enforcement official says Carey suffered mental health problems and had been delusional. A fire official in Washington, D.C. says a man has been flown to the hospital after setting himself on fire at the National Mall. A witness says she saw a man dump a red canister of gasoline on his head and then set himself ablaze. His injuries are said to be life-threatening. Forecasters say Tropical Storm Karen will produce 3 to 6 inches of rain through Sunday night along the Gulf Coast. Isolated rain totals of up to 10 inches are possible. Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Florida declared states of emergency. The storm is about 235 miles south-southwest of the mouth of the Mississippi River. A 2-year-old is dead following a car crash in Flint. The Bad Axe District Court handled a few arraignments today, and the Bad Axe City Council has planned a special meeting prior to their regular meeting next Monday. What will be discussed and more is next. You're listening to WLEW Radio.
The autumn season is here, and the prices are falling on pre-owned vehicles at Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe. All vehicles are 101-point quality, soon inspected, and come with warranties up to 18 months or 18,000 miles. Check out a 2011 Buick Regal. It's loaded with all the perks and extras and selling for $17,980. Or a four-door 2002 Pontiac Sunfire has 81,000 miles and price low at $4,980. And a like new 2013 Chevrolet Impala has just over 12,000 miles and a V6 engine, cloth interior, and moonroof. Fully loaded and ready to go for $18,880. Plus many more reliable vehicles to see, all at great prices. Al Hansen Motors can also help find competitive financing from local lending institutions with terms up to 60 months and rates as low as 2.49%, subject to credit score. Find more vehicles, repair, and maintenance services on the website, alhansonmotors.com, and shop in comfort on the indoor lot and get deals on wheels at Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe.
Authorities say a 2-week-old baby has died following a crash near Flint after the child's mother lost control of the vehicle and crossed the center line. The child died after the crash Thursday involving two vehicles in Genesee County's Genesee Township. Genesee Township Police Chief John Mullaly says the vehicle driven by the mother went into the shoulder of the road and then she overcompensated, crossing the center line. Police say she had minor injuries, and police say the child was properly restrained in a car safety seat. The child's name was not immediately released. The crash is under investigation. A Bad Axe teen will have his preliminary examination in Huron County District Court later this month on charges related to the meth lab bust in Bad Axe earlier this summer. Caitlin May Taylor has been charged with 2 counts of operating and maintaining a meth lab pertaining to meth for allegedly purchasing the components for its manufacturer. The charges are felonies, according to Huron County Prosecutor Tim Rutkowski, and they stem from the Bad Axe City Police investigation of a meth lab at a house on Oliver Street that was raided in July. Taylor's $10,000 10% bond has been continued by the court. In other action, 23-year-old Tiffany Rose Glazza waived her preliminary exam and was bound over for circuit court on 2 case files. One charges her with possession of heroin less than 2 grams and the other with 2 counts of breaking and entering with intent. The elderly woman will be in circuit court for arraignment October 21st. 29-year-old Stephen Michael Lewis of Port Hope waived his preliminary examination on a charge of larceny from a building in connection with a stolen log splitter in the Port Hope area. He will also be arraigned in circuit court October 21st. Rutkowski said warrants for further charges concerning obtaining meth lab components have been issued by his office for both. The Bad Axe City Council has scheduled a special meeting 1 hour prior to Monday's regular session to hold an open discussion on damage claims from flooding in July that the contractor's insurance company has denied. 18 residents affected have already retained an attorney to fight the denial. Residents believe the work being done on West Huron Avenue is the reason their basements flooded with raw sewage, destroying property and requiring expensive cleanup. At a council meeting last month, Mayor Jim Hicks told us that when the time is right, if need be, the city of Bad Axe is ready to defend itself and its residents in this matter. Special meeting will be held Monday at 6:30 at the City Hall. Regular meeting is to start 1 hour later at 7:30 p.m. Legislation has passed the House to require drivers to buy new license plates every decade. 45 Michigan communities are splitting a large grant to help safeguard public water supply systems, and Senator Mike Green spoke at a Tea Party rally in the Thumb today. More to come on WLEW News.
Hey, Fred. What you doing?
Boarding up the windows.
Oh, gee, storm coming?
No, but you can't be too safe, you know.
You can never be totally, completely safe from the unexpected in life. Let's face it, things happen.
Hey, Fred, how come your car's up on block?
Cars on blocks don't have accidents.
Fortunately, you can take some of the risk out of life with auto, health, home, and life insurance from your independent insurance agent. Because no matter how careful you are, things happen.
Things happen.
Hastings Mutual and Romzix Insurance.
Things happen.
Because things happen.
Just when things are about to go wrong.